This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Among the things we know on this latest in a series of dreary days in the global economy is this. And we know it, I should say, as surely as we know anything at all. Janet Yellen is looking around right now going, wait, what? Yes, I know the ground rules for our hit game show, What is Janet Yellen Thinking? Call for five words. But hey, my game rhyme rules, right? I want you to forget about stocks, though, for a minute here. Yes, they are the bright, shiny object, but equities aren't always a good guide to what is actually going on out there. You want that? Go to bonds. And the bond market of late has been telling a more discouraging story even than stocks. The yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury note today closed at 1.99%. That is to say, the interest rate that it pays went down, exactly the opposite of what Janet Yellen and the Fed want to be happening. So, Marketplace's Bree Benishore gets us going with what's going on in bonds.
The thing about bonds is, the more popular they are, the less you get out of them.
The more people that buy bonds, what they do is they drive the price of the bond higher.
Jim Paulson is chief investment strategist with Wells Capital Management. The more expensive a bond gets, the more it eats into the value of the bond, the less the payoff.
That's what drives the yield lower.
It's actually as if you were buying like a $10 coupon at the grocery store. If you had to pay $9 for a $10 coupon, what are you getting out of that coupon? You're getting like a dollar in savings. If you had to pay $9.50 for a $10 coupon, you're getting, you know, just 50 cents. This is what has been happening to 10-year Treasury bonds in 2016.
So the drop in 10-year yields that we've experienced this year is all about more and more people buying bonds, driving their prices up and their yields lower.
So the question is, why is everyone buying these 10-year bonds, and why are they okay with shrinking yields?
Fear on Wall Street is on the rise.
Michael Farr is CEO of Farr Miller in Washington.
When fear increases, people head to safety.
Treasuries are backed by the U.S. government. They are the world's safest investment. So what's turned the wolf of Wall Street into a skittish puppy?
Well, how many reasons do you want? So there's a confluence of factors here.
Jay Morlock is an economist with FTN Financial. For starters, there's the overall dismal performance of the U.S. stock market. Some brokerages have told investors to sell off stocks and cling to something safer, like bonds. But there's plenty of fear abroad.
Emerging markets are fragile.
Let's just start with China. China's currency is weakening. And if you're someone in China who has debt in dollars and your own currency is losing value,
it makes it much harder to pay that debt. So what we've seen is a big rush to the exits in the yuan.
And a good place to park money is in U.S. Treasury bonds. And remember, a 10-year T-note is something you can hang on to for 10 years, which means investors are looking out 10 years, and they're still afraid. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.